Hello and welcome to, as I'm thinking of it right now, the Kavinsky episode of Point to Point. This is a special nighttime episode. I'm coming back from some errands, and we're getting that beautiful effect of driving down the road, and street lights are flashing. I've just been listening to some Mothership Actual plays, and as is the want in most of those actual play shows, it is heavy on the vaporwave. And I'm just having a real a night call episode. The actual play stuff is something I kind of want to talk about today. Hello, welcome. It's Point to Point, the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Presented by me, Phil Bothan, from 70% Complete. Tonight's point. Ooh. Tonight's point is, friends, I'm tired. I've been up doing stuff in the evening hours almost every night this week. And, you know, it's that kind of special kind of tired that comes from just working hard on stuff that you really like. Like, I'm going to sleep later than I usually am, than I usually do most nights. But, I mean, it's that kind of tired where you're just completely, like, you know, creatively fulfilled, if not, you know, physically rejuvenated. We did a episode of the Content Mill on Tuesday with, I think it's fair to say, good friend of the show, AJ Fulleri. I spent a ton of time with them at PAX, and we've kind of talked about PAX, it feels like, to death at this point. I've been listening to a lot of PAX content. I've been talking to a lot of people about PAX. I went to PAX for 3 days. Like, it's kind of this all-encompassing thing. And something that I've been thinking about a lot from that is, I went, my first PAX was last year. And I remember having just kind of a weird time at PAX because, you know, I kind of felt like an outsider a little bit and, you know, an upstart to some degree who doesn't really, you know, that weird imposter syndrome, do you belong kind of situation. But I remember, like, the big standout moment for that trip. There's a couple of them, but one of the ones that is really big for me was taking the train home after that first PAX and having sat in the crowd kind of with this anticipation at the Giant Bomb panel where they announced that they bought the website. And I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. I'm not sure if this is, if that moment was it probably wasn't the catalyst for Point to Point, but I was very deep in making daily episodes of Point to Point at the time, and it just kind of, it galvanized me, and I think that moment of, like, look at these scrappy underdogs just, like, finally getting a win, like, finally being able to overcome the dragon that is corporate media and just, like, corporate nonsense that we all kind of have to deal with. It was just a good moment. It was a very, I just remember sitting on the train home, and I think I was writing a blog post about, like, the inspiration of independent media and everything for the site. And, like, I felt that even, you know, two or threefold after leaving PAX this year. I met a ton of really good people, and it was so much fun to say hi to a bunch of people that, you know, not even 6 months ago, in some cases, did I even know who they were, and now I follow their stuff. We've met in person, you know. It's really a cool time, but it also kind of gave me this feeling of, and I promise we'll get around to the actual plays in a minute, a good feeling of, like, togetherness with a bunch of people. So we talked about that a bit on the Content Mill. And then on Thursday, we recorded an upcoming project, an upcoming 70% Complete project that I have been sitting on for a while now. It's something that I've joked around with friends. I've dropped probably allusions to it here and there. But I guess, you know, what the hell? This is my show. I can do what I want. I'm working, I'm in the production phase currently of a one-shot-ish actual play show called Freelancers. And it's mostly a Mothership actual play. We're still recording the first, you know, mini episode arc. I think it'll end up being 2 to 3 episodes of us running through a one shot, and I do that with my co-host on the Content Mill. And the idea is that I'll be rotating in a bunch of guests from the corner of the internet, the host channel. So you have a bunch of the folks who make content in there. I also want to start bringing in some more friends. Odds are you know who you are. I've talked to you about this before. And, you know, that's why I was up until, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock last night, was just, like, playing through that game and just having this moment of, you know, you listen to actual play shows all the time, probably, or, you know, if like me, you do. And, like, it's daunting as hell to run one of those games, you know? Like, especially when you know that you're on microphone and you're doing it. But it's kind of the collective safety of being with friends and people you trust that really just, I don't know, it kind of makes it worth it to me. And that's kind of how I feel about most of this stuff, is that, you know, I don't really... It is nice when one of my videos pops off, or it is nice when, you know, we get random comments from folks who are, you know, knee deep in, probably chest deep in old school RuneScape, like Logan is, like, kind of validating some of our feelings about that game and the cool parts of it. But really the thing that I always look forward to is, you know, chopping it up in the Discord with people, or popping into some of the more active self-promo channels that I'm in and just talking about the stuff, like talking about the work and talking about the craft. And a lot of that just creates this sense of safety and security and, you know, being seen on the internet, which is very easy to be, you know, seen on the internet, I guess. It's much more difficult to be perceived or acknowledged. And that's kind of been my favorite thing about doing a lot of this is, you know, it's a lot of meeting people, and then over the course of meeting people multiple times over and over again, you start meeting friends. And that's kind of been the thing that coming away from this PAX is something that's been really, really on my mind. And I kind of want to, you know, I have other, we'll say other projects, I guess, that are in different states of flux, where, you know, 70% is branching out into, you know, platforming our friends and kind of talking about the process of being tiny, tiny, tiny people on the internet, and what that's like, because I think at the end of the day, When I started this thing, when I start most of my weird projects, the thing that I always like to go to is, you know, behind the scenes, making of stuff, because it's very easy to learn how to do something on the internet. It's really hard to see how the people that you admire are successful. Like following a YouTube tutorial, generally pretty low barrier to entry, but that is like a level of knowledge that's required to know, like, oh, like, I need to use the proper keywords to find the people on the internet who are doing the thing I want to do. Where, you know, when you look at the media that, you know, people around you that you look up to are making, like the cool things that you look up to, you're like, oh man, how did you do that? Like, how did you do that one particular thing that I don't know the name for? And that part, that's much trickier. And I think as we kind of, you know, as you've probably heard in my many rants on this show, like, as I think that we have to continue pushing forward in the, like, worker-owned or, you know, self-advocacy group to, like, you know, as cliche as it is, like, be the change you want to see, I think the thing that I've always taken away in these instances is make the thing that you want to exist, or at least, you know, work to make that thing and get 1% closer to it every day. And I think the one of the great things that I can do, hopefully, is make that 1% shift for someone else, you know, just a tiny bit easier to achieve than it was for me. And that's something that I've been working on in the background as well. And hopefully as things kind of level out for me in my 9-to-5 life, hopefully some of that stuff can see the light of day a little bit sooner. But it's been something that's been on my mind of, like, I want more people to be able to feel that cool, inspiring feeling that I felt watching, you know, Giant Bomb go up on that stage and say, we bought the company. And I want anyone to be able to feel the feeling of, you know, I finally made the thing I've been meaning to. And I think a lot of that inspiration comes from hanging out in the Into the Aether self-promo channel when the Pika Da Page kind of thing was, the craze, I would say, was sweeping the group. Which, honestly, if you want to start a blog, go to Pika.page. It's an incredible web platform that kind of gets out of your way to just start posting stuff. And I think that's the thing, is that, like, you know, how do I write a blog? Well, the easy answer is you simply do. You just sit down and write it. The harder answer that is probably more helpful is, you know, find a platform and then just start writing, and your first ones will suck, and your second handful will suck slightly less, and I think you'll get to the point where you're kind of happy with what you got. But I think there's much more tactical stuff to it than that. And then I think there's a lot of knowledge that people who have been doing it for a long time have learned and can share with people. I'm not ready to announce that project yet. I've been sitting on some interviews far too long. But that's the grand plan for a lot of this is, you know, we are a games site. We are a games blog. We are, you know, ostensibly a games video YouTube channel and stuff. But at the end of the day, I think when Logan and I talk about what we want the site to be and what we want the rest of it to be, it is a way... It is a gateway, and is also a way to get more people to try things out, because, you know, the opportunities to do that in a sanctioned, successful, safe kind of way, you know, monetarily and, you know, all of that is growing far more difficult these days. But if we can give a place where that is psychologically and, you know, socially friendlier and safer, even if it just means that, you know, you're writing blog posts for 7 people on the internet, then I think that is a better, more community-focused and less lonely existence. So, damn. I was just talking about actual play shows in Vaporwave. Here we go. I think that's going to do it for tonight's episode of Point to Point, the Kavinsky edit, if you will. Thanks for hanging out. Hopefully this is good, I guess, on your Monday morning. Well, scheduling's weird, but, you know, so it goes. Have a good rest of your evening, and stay safe out there. And, hey, if you're working on a creative project, tell a friend. Put out, like, a little tasty taste out there for someone. I bet they'll like to listen to it. All right, we'll see you.